homage to the Buddha. Let us now begin our preliminary homage to our teacher, the enlightened and blessed one.
Handamayam Buddhas Bhagavatu Bubba Bhaganam Karang Karumase Namo Tas Bhagavatu Arahatu Sama Sambuddhas Namo Tas Bhagavatu Arahatu Sama Sambuddhas Namo Tas Bhagavatu Arahatu Sama Sambuddhas.
Let us recite the verses for taking the three refuges. Handamayam ti sarana gamana patang karumase Buddham saranam gacchami Dhammam saranam gacchami Sangham saranam gacchami Dutiyampi Buddham saranam gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami Dutiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami Tatiyampi Buddham saranam gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami Tatiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami.
Recollection of the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Handamayam Buddhanusatinayam karumase Iti piso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho vijacharana sampano sugato loka vidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati sa
Handamayam dhammanusatinayam karumase Swagato bhagavata dhammo Santitiko akaliko Ehipasiko opanayiko Pacha Handamayam sanghanusatinayam karumase Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho samicchipatipanno bhagavato seen nor unseen, may they be well and happy. Sabbe sata sukhi hontu, sukhi hontu.
Thank you, Brother Lincoln, for leading the chanting just now. So now I would like to invite Brother Teo to give a talk about his speech entitled, I Would Like to Have More Freedom Than My Friends.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. For all the great hospitality in receiving us. I heard somebody say like 5-star hotel reception. So we would like to express our sincere gratitude and thank towards Brother Cole and all the committee members and all those who have helped to make this possible. Also not to forget the lunch. It was really good and sumptuous, so we really rejoice. Thank you so much, Brother Cole and your wife, together with all those who had partaken in all this. We really rejoice. Then just to give you an understanding of the significance of all this offering, this is the Buddha's way of trying to help living beings develop merits, understanding to have condition to reflect on the teaching. The Buddha's teaching is very important. Because to the Buddha, he said living being has a lot of problem in this world. The first very important thing that you have to understand is there is such thing as suffering in this world. And there is prevalence of suffering. As you go through life, you will confront many, many realities that can afflict you and make you miserable. So this is the core teaching. If you know that this reality, which is named eight, birth, old age, sickness and death, when you confront them without understanding, you will be afflicted, affected, sometimes very traumatic and miserable. Then when you are confronted with such situation where you lose your loved one, you lose your wealth, your possession. So the Buddha said, when there is condition for separation to happen, even relationship failure, is it, that leading to divorce, then sometimes forced separation due to death or accident, nature's disaster, calamity, like earthquake, building collapse, war, tsunami, etc. Then as you come out to society or as you grow up, when you encounter people that are difficult to be with, people whom you don't like, you also will be afflicted if you don't have wisdom. And this one can happen in many ways. You can have like people who abuse you, who actually take advantage of you, or even in the career field, your bosses who are not that kind and understanding. So they may harass you and give you deadline. So they apply what they call management by harassment and fear. They harass you to deliver, put fear in you if you don't deliver. Then the next one, the Buddha said, when your expectation in life is not met, when you cannot get what you want, you will suffer. So today's topic come about is because of this one. He said, can I have more freedom than some of my other friends? So when you cannot get what you want, they said, no. You stay Mangala Lodge. There are rules because it has been decided. And said, no. This is how society functions. Anywhere you go, you will have this situation. So you got two choices. Don't agree, become miserable, or cannot stay. Second, agree, but you say freedom no more. Understand? Why my friend all can do, I cannot. I stay here. I was told. If I'm wrong, you tell me. You have to keep your 5 precepts. True or not? Do you know why you keep your 5 precepts? Oh, very good. Why you keep your 5 precepts? Oh, okay. Okay. So you say it's a type of discipline and guideline for you to develop spiritual understanding. Not bad. But the actual meaning is much deeper. The Buddha, because he has great wisdom, he's a very unique being. You can say at that time when he was born into this world, he's a fully enlightened one, not only enlightened. Because he's fully enlightened, he is the most virtuous and the most wise person ever to be born. That's why we again say he is the most virtuous and wisest living being in the world. So because of that, to have him as our teacher, to express our gratitude and pay respect to such a great being, is an honor. That's why I have a lot of gratitude towards the Buddha. And I have strong respect and faith in him, because he is such a unique being. Because he cultivated for aeons and became enlightened, then he has this understanding. There is this nature's law that governs all of your life and existence. All of life and existence. This law is called the law of karma. Precept come from here. The Buddha said each and every one of us, not only human being, living being, we are born our karma, heir to our karma, supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. So your entire life centered 99% on karma. So if you know karma is so important, what must you do? You have to take care of karma. True or not? Yeah? True or not? You are born of it, heir to it, conditioned and supported by it. And you are what you are now because of your karma. You don't take care of karma, your life will be miserable. So because of that, the Buddha knew you have to take care of karma. How do you take care of karma? What is karma? He said, you reap what you sow. Do good, begets good. Do evil, begets evil. And I was told by Brother Cole, most of you are Mandarin-based. True or not? The student. Mandarin educator. You heard of this saying, Yin-guo. Zong yin jie guo. Zong san yin jie san guo. Zong er yin jie er guo. Heard of this before? Then, si zu, qian wan yao xiao xin. 不要种错因结错果. So if you commit evil, evil will be the result which is coming. If you commit wholesomeness, goodness, then it will be the good result. So I saw on your t-shirt, very good. You put there what? What is on your t-shirt? Just now, those who receive us. See, this is developing understanding of virtue. So, law of karma, because it is this way, that's why the Buddha said you have to follow his advice to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind, then only you can have good life. How do you avoid all evil? He said you have to keep your precept. Why? First precept, take for example, you chant Panatipata Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhi Yami. You commit yourself to undertake this training rule to abstain from killing or causing harm to fellow living beings. Who kill? Who harm? Only selfish people, violent people, deluded people. These are the people with the evil roots. Understand not? That's why when you break this precept, you commit evil, then your result of the karma is evil. 种善因结善果，种恶因结恶果。If you plant the seeds of evil, you will reap the fruit of evil. Then you don't blame people. Why my life like that? So unlucky. Every time got problem. Then why other people are not like that? Don't have problem. Because this is nature's law. So precept come from this right view. So out of love and compassion for you, the Buddha knew it's very difficult for you to understand what constitutes evil. So he come up with the five precepts. If you don't violate these five, the major negative karma is already gone. That's why precepts come to be. But precept alone not enough. Prevent you from having bad karma. But you want good life, you want merits, you want blessing. So what must you do? You must cultivate virtue, goodness, kindness. That's why this is also a requirement to stay here. Understand? You must have good conduct, they say. Yeah? Then the other thing that you need apart from precept is you need to do puja. Yeah? Just now we make offering, this is puja. So puja is what? Generosity. When you do, you make offering. It's a generous gesture. But we do it because we have great respect for the Buddha. Then we rejoice. That's why we say sadhu, sadhu. So these are virtue, good mind state. Then this bring about a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of merits. Because when you pay respect, it's a meritorious action. Dana, generosity, is a meritorious action. Then you renew your precept, is a meritorious action. Then you listen to Dhamma, meritorious action. You straighten your view, is meritorious action. Towards the end, we share merits, transfer merits. These are all meritorious action. Then you all, like today, deliver a lot of service to people, help out in the society, then be a blessing to many, and develop and build up this center, Mangala Lodge, so that in future people can come and learn this teaching, which is very important and very beautiful. So all these are the advantages. Then if you understand the significance of all this offering, you can invoke the aspiration based on this understanding so that you will progress along the path of Dhamma, so that you can have a lot of merits, wholesomeness, blessing. Then your life will be good. The more you give, the more you receive. You are kind to people, people will be kind to you. So this is what virtue is all about. And virtue is the ennobler of precept. You not only keep precept. I not only don't kill. The ennobler is what? I save life. I become compassionate. I care for the suffering. That's why you offer your service to help others. So all these are very, very important understanding. Then take for example the first offering, offering of light and clear water. The incense not there. Normally incense is also there, but incense will maybe stain the place or what. That's why today we don't have. Then the chanting book I have given you on the last page, it is for you to understand why do we offer clear water? Why do we offer the light, the fruits, the flower? So for those who have the book, or you don't have, I have brought some more, you can read through. Then maybe I help you to invoke your merits. The concise puja and aspiration can be used during puja to be done at home or at any way place when you are alone. You can come in front of the Buddha with the offering. Like after we offer, you can invoke this. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate my mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance. Then only it benefits you. Then significance of offering of clear water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all defilements within our mind. Then significance of offering of incense. May this offering May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Buddha, the Blessed One, the fully enlightened One, perfect in wisdom and virtue. The significance of offering of fruit. May this offering of fruit remind us of the Dhanaparami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness not to do evil, but to cultivate virtue and wisdom, so that we can realize the path and fruition soon as possible, which is the enlightenment. Then offering of flower, understanding is significant, we can make this aspiration. May this constant offering of flower to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, just like this flower, which is impermanent, ephemeral, doesn't last. So if you are observant, if you have mindfulness, you develop a lot of understanding, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on with sila and samadhi and panya, leading to ultimate liberation or enlightenment. So this is how you can make use of all this. Then the significance of all this can allow you to use the merits to make aspiration by the power of all this offering born of, by the power of all these merits born of all this offering. May our spiritual faculty of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become powers or balas. Then you share and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who can receive them. Then you rejoice. So all this bring about merits, blessing. Then you will receive them in the form of whatever materialistic support and spiritual support that you will be able to reap through your good karma. That's why all these rules is to help you out of love and compassion for you to train yourself, so that when you grow up, you will become very different. So don't think that it is something imposed upon you, that you lack freedom. Freedom can come after you have this understanding and this good condition born of your good karma. Then when you become successful in life, you can retire early to do the thing you want to do. You are free. Anasana. Why do you want to have this type of freedom which is born of wrong view? You think freedom, actually you compare to your friend. You say, why they can do all this? I cannot. I am restricted to all this. So the mind that is still deluded will think that way, because to you is freedom. But this freedom doesn't bring about understanding of life. It brings about downfall. It does not bring about growth. To me, I don't want the type of freedom. But that one, the Buddha said, is craving, desire. When you cannot get what you want, you suffer. So you have to understand your mind. This is what the teaching is all about. Then the Buddha said, not only the first noble, I better move into this one fast. The Buddha actually taught very simple thing. Four noble truths, the essence of the Buddha's teaching. If you want to understand more, you read this book that I gave to you all last time. Success in Life via Meditation Following the Dhamma Way. This was a seminal paper I delivered. Brother Ko and the wife was there in the year 2013, August. Bangkok seminar, international seminar held by World Buddhist Fellowship and a few other society. So this book is very good. The Buddha's teaching, the essence of it I explained, is the Four Noble Truths. This Four Noble Truths actually explain to you the whole of life, the secret of life. When you understand them, you understand life. You will know how to live. Then all of life, mundane and supramundane, are all explained there. So the first noble truth is the reality of life and existence. Just now I explained already the eight conditions. The last condition I didn't finish is about meditation. He said, in short, all of your suffering arise because of your self-delusion that conditions you to grasp and cling onto your this physical body and mind. He called it the five aggregates of form and mind. The moment you deludedly believe this is you, then you got ego, personality. And this will lead to the evil roots of selfishness, possessiveness, craving, desire, then emotional negativity, then violence, then envy, jealousy, fear, worry, anxiety. All these are evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. So you have to understand, when you don't have the wisdom, you deludedly hold, cling, you get into unnecessary problem. Then the Buddha went on to the second noble truth. He said, all of the suffering you confront, they come about because there is a reason, a cause behind. And that cause, again, is the final summary of the first noble truth. Because of ignorance, you develop craving, clinging, grasping to this five aggregate of form and mind. So every time you face life, you have suffering, you check. It has got to do with your ego. If you don't cling, you won't suffer. As you grow up, you will know. You think this body belongs to you. As you get old, get sick, one day about to die, if you believe this is you, will you be afflicted? You will suffer in a krena, where you worry about you getting old, getting sick and die. But other people get old, get sick, die, nothing to do with you, understand? But your own loved one, you will be very concerned. So this is the part that you have to develop understanding. Then I come to this most important point, where the Buddha said, in this universe of ours, as you go through life, when you have his understanding, then he said, suffering need not be. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to become miserable, fearful, afflicted. Because there is such thing as enlightenment in the here and the now before you die. Then how do you develop it? He said, there is a fourth noble truth that explained to you. There is a path. If you cultivate it, it will lead to the end of all suffering. Namely, the Noble Eightfold Path. And this is the meditation. And Noble Eightfold Path has eight path factors that can actually bring about fantastic transformation in your character and personality to make you a noble one or an enlightened one. Then you will be a blessing to all. Then this part of the seminar paper I read to you, then you understand. Opening statement. Dear Mr. President, distinguished guests, fellow honorable panel speaker, seminar participants, ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon to all. It is indeed an honor to be given the opportunity to share my humble little experience and success in life management via meditation. With all of you on such an appropriate occasion, such as today's international seminar. Today's seminar topic is experiences and success in life management via benefits of meditation following the Dhamma way. And this is a very important topic for us all to understand. If you want to realize our highest human potential, your highest human potential, such a seminar can be of great benefit for us to develop the understanding of life so that we can all cope with the great intricacy and challenges of life that are much needed nowadays, especially so in our today's modern society where everything is moving at such a fast pace and life can be very stressful, hectic and traumatic, demanding and at times highly provocative and competitive, and seemingly harsh. Human suffering are very real and is happening almost everywhere, even to our youngster nowadays. Youngster got this suicidal thought because of depression, because of something very bad happened. Then to be successful in life, we need to understand what is life. Otherwise, we do not know how to live life. As Buddhists, we are indeed very fortunate and blessed because of the great wisdom and enlightenment of Lord Buddha. The Buddha is so unique and wise because he was able to summarize for us all of his understanding of life, both the mundane and the supramundane aspect, into just four noble truths, which became the essence of his great teaching. They are called Aryan truth. That's why noble. Because these are truths that can make you noble one. If you can understand them. Noble ones are enlightened ones. And they are very noble in all aspects of life. They are very noble in their understanding of life, for they have right view with regards to the law that governs all of life and existence. They are also very noble in the way they conduct themselves, via right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood. Then they are incapable of negativity. These four noble truths are so special and unique because understanding them can make such a big difference to our life. It's just like we have finally understood the secret of life. And because of that, we know how to truly live the noble life of great peace, love, joy, and happiness very meaningfully. The Buddha realized that there are certain realities which are very harsh in life that can make living being really miserable, especially so the reality of birth and death leading to the whole mess of suffering. And then all this you can actually skip because I already explained the first noble truth reality. And I come on to the next one. If you want to understand more, you read yourself. We are today, we are time constrained. We didn't know the bus driver got another commitment. So we need to leave by 3 o'clock. So I rush this a bit. Then I say, after the Four Noble Truths, with this Dhamma understanding from the Buddha, we need not worry about life anymore. We can just live life to the fullest. We are wisdom born of this Dhamma cultivation. And Dhamma is the teaching of the Buddha and the meditation as taught by Lord Buddha. We can then experience all of the beauties and wonders of life from moment to moment. We are a very serene, calm, and peaceful mind in heedfulness. And this is more important than worldly freedom. You want real freedom. Develop this understanding. You become beautiful. I was indeed very blessed and lucky because this Buddhist meditation, with its great benefit, had helped me so much. Not only in my study, but later on in my career and daily life too. The benefits of this type of meditation are many. The first obvious benefit is you train your mind to have inner peace. You meditate to quiet your mind, true or not, to have inner peace. So this is the first benefit. And with inner peace, it will bring about clarity of mind and you can study better. So these are all the important benefits. The first obvious benefit is inner peace leading to inner well-being of body and mind because you radiate loving-kindness, metta. Nowadays, peace is very difficult to come by for most people unless they know how to train their mind. In time of suffering, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, etc., born of health problems, or life-related problem. This meditative inner peace leading to inner well-being can really help to provide immediate relief to their mental suffering. Because this inner peace leading to the inner well-being brings about positive calming energy that can help stabilize their mind and boost their immune system as opposed to the rather negative energy of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. The question that is frequently asked is, why are most human beings not peaceful most of the time? Why are they not able to meditate to develop the meditative mind of inner peace leading to inner well-being? According to the Buddha, it's because of your 5 mental hindrances, pancha nivaranas, namely sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind, and doubt. Then to overcome them, the Buddha said, we need to have faith in the Buddha, the 5 spiritual faculties. The faith, the spiritual zeal, samadhi, mindfulness, samadhi leading to wisdom. This is how we start our meditation. We are cultivating the 5 spiritual faculties to prepare our mind to receive his spiritual teaching. Because without the spiritual faculty, you cannot understand his spiritual teaching. Also, the Buddha's exhortation before his parinibbana to his disciple To strive on with heedfulness and do not be heedless anymore. Via Dhammapada verse 21, we state, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. Heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful will never die, whereas the heedless are as if dead. And all this stress the importance of training the mind to be heedful. To be heedful is to be ever mindful and constantly meditative. Following Dhammapada verse 23. Okay? So after that you read yourself, how to train your mind. Importance of mindfulness and success in life. Everything is here. So if you don't have a copy, ask Brother Ko to contact me. I still got. Then importance of precept, now I read to you. This is also one of my other books based on a talk I delivered in one of the Kayamita's house dana. I said I would like to thank all Kayamita who can make it to be here today to partake and rejoice in all this wholesomeness because of the house dana. At the same time, we learn to develop more of these good mind states, which are very wholesome and virtuous, just like what they ask you to do. Conduct. Develop good virtue, good conduct. At the same time, we can learn to develop more and more of this good mind state, which are very wholesome and virtuous. Virtue is very important. Virtue are your goodness, your kindness, your gentleness, your whatever good mind states. They constitute wholesomeness. A person who can keep his precepts has virtue. See? Precept lead to virtue. Precept is not to burden you. Because it has no negativity. If you are a virtuous person, you have no negative thought. That is why you cannot violate the precept. That is, you don't kill, you cannot harm people, you cannot deceive, cheat, and commit sexual misconduct. That's why there are rules. And you cannot give rise to inappropriate speech that can hurt and harm people. You will not consume intoxicants that will make your consciousness very low. And because of that, the Buddha said, keeping your precept and virtue and cultivating virtue is the source of true happiness, true spiritual wealth, and true spiritual peacefulness. The monk will chant this in Pali for you to understand after you, they have administered your five precepts. They will chant, Imani Pancha Sikha Padani. The meaning is, these are the five precepts. Then, Silena Sukantin Yanti. The meaning is, precepts and virtue is a source of true happiness. Then, Silena Bhogasampadan. Precept and virtue is a source of true spiritual wealth. Then, Silena Nibuntin Yanti. Virtue or precept is a source of true peacefulness of mind. Then, Tasman Silang Visode. Therefore, let precepts be kept and purified. So hence keeping precept can bring about a lot of happiness, means a lot of joy in you. You can learn how to develop this happiness and joy, because when you keep your precept, you can be proud of yourself. You don't harm others. You don't harm yourself, means you don't commit negative karma to harm yourself. You don't have to reap all those suffering that you did to people. You are incapable of negativity. So precept has deep meaning, if you understand. Then it got so much advantages and value. And yet you say you want freedom, you don't want to keep precept. Your choice, because it's your life. Understand that? If it's something good for me that lead to growth and development, I will do. Even at my own life, I will do it. But if it lead to downfall, just because of sensual pleasure, craving, desire, I will avoid, because this is my life. I value my life. Sadhu is rejoicing in the wholesomeness of others. When you are able to witness them doing all this wholesomeness, you rejoice by saying sadhu. You can rejoice in their generosity, their sincerity, their faith, seeing how they help prepare all this offering and food. All this can lead to a lot of wholesomeness. There is a lot of synergy too. Because for cultivators who understand, they not only rejoice, but they will radiate their pure wish. And in return, all those who have partake in this dana offering will also receive all the merits, because they send you the pure wish. They rejoice, and by the power of this wholesomeness may bring about causes and conditions for them to realize their good and noble wish. Then just like the monk, if you support them, they support you back in kind, in the form of their Dhamma sharing via their understanding. They will rejoice. They will help you invoke the appropriate pure wish. Then they will also chant for your blessing and teach you the Dhamma. So in return, you receive spiritual wealth. So that is why the Buddha said, Sila, or virtue, is not only the source of true happiness, it is also the source of true spiritual wealth, or great spiritual wealth. Spiritual wealth is not wealth that can be taken away. Not like materialistic wealth that can disappear. Spiritual wealth is accumulated within us, our spiritual nature. And when you connect via your meditation, it will support you all the way. Then when you keep your precept of virtue, you will have a lot of mental peace, because you don't violate society's law. Police won't come after you. People won't come after you. That is why it's a source of true peacefulness and serenity, or calmness of mind, leading to tranquil mind. The mind will have little or no restlessness or problem, because when you keep your precept, you don't harm, you don't kill, you don't cheat, you don't deceive, and you will not do all those wrong things. Hence, you will have fewer problems, less fear, less worry, and less anxiety. You don't have to confront civil society's law like police case and all those crime-related issues. And because of that, you can sleep well. You don't have to worry about people coming after you to take revenge. You are more peaceful. If you violate your precept, you will have a lot of fear, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. Then when negative karma ripens, they will condition you into a lot of suffering and misery, causing your mind to become restless. That's why there is no peace within, and you become heedless. But once you keep your precept, your mind becomes more peaceful and calmer. That's why it's a source of true peacefulness. True peacefulness can bring about a lot of good mind state for you to develop the meditation. That's why after cultivating sila, samadhi kicks in. Then samadhi will give rise to wisdom, which is panya. That's why the meditation is sila, samadhi, and panya. Okay? Hope this is enough, huh? We don't have time. I stop here, huh? Okay. Okay, we have to do one more important thing. We have to offer this book and our offering of donation to Mangala Lodge. We hope Brother Ko can come and receive them. This book, just now I read from one, is a recent transcript book, dated 20th June 2015, when I had the house dana at Sia and Nancy's house. So this one, Brother Ko, come. I just take one each. Wow, so formal, huh? Okay. You all should rejoice, huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Wait. Put this one down a bit, huh? This one down a bit. So that we... Oh yeah, no more. Let's turn it. Oh, reverse it, huh? Reverse it, okay. Oh, like that better, huh? Oh, okay. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, sadhu, Brother Ko. This is our sincere expression of gratitude and support for the center. Because I told Brother Ko the first time I came last year, I said this center will grow. You don't worry. When you understand the Buddha Dhamma, it will grow. It will flourish. And they are so generous. They have done a really, really very wholesome decision to offer all this for such activity. I really rejoice. It really touched my nature. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then our Kayanamita Fund and the Meditation Retreat Common Fund, we offer a total of 2,000 ringgit to this center. Yeah? Come. I hold the book for you. Come. Ah, you can hold. Okay, you can hold. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, then now we can have Q&A. Oh, some more. Okay, okay. Wait.
On top of that, among all the Karmitas, we appreciate the kindness and the generosity of Brother Kaur and Mrs. Kaur inviting us for lunch. So they also want to partake and they are donating things. Eh? So there's a total of 1,100 here.
Sadhu. See, when you have wholesomeness, you can rejoice, you can have such good mind state. If you don't keep precept, you don't join this Mangala Lodge activity, you cannot reap all this wholesomeness. You cannot have this type of joy. Instead, you will be outside, lamenting over your relationship, worry about your future, exam. That one is suffering, isn't it? You come here so peaceful, so tranquil. You can develop yourself. You can develop so much understanding, wholesomeness, and goodness. So have the right understanding. Then you will actually have gratitude towards them for imposing such training on you at such an early age. Understand? Can you understand better? My English is colloquial, Malaysian English. So can you understand? So hope you keep in mind. So don't ever want that type of freedom which leads to downfall, craving. What for? This is out of love and compassion from very, very sincere people. You think they got nothing to do with the money, buy all this facility and offer for this thing. He can use the money to enjoy life like you. Understand? Why he do that? Because he know this is something very important for humanity. This is supporting the sasana. And this one is very wholesome, very meritorious, lead to a lot of wholesomeness. And from here, you know how to spin off or not? You only need to have one student who becomes successful and become enlightened and be a blessing to all. This center, the wholesomeness, the merit, incomparable. Then all, then whoever who donate even $1, you partake, understand? That's why I understand the power of merits, the power of goodness and wholesomeness. And the possibility of this place having enlightened being is so much more than in the pub, isn't it? In the cafe. How can you expect? Then you go and donate through your food bill. That is not real donation. No. You unknowingly donate. No. But that one, no such possibility of such wholesomeness and merit. Okay, not enough time. Open for Q&A. Wireless mic is there. Not working, Push it out, push it out. Push it out all the way.
Testing.
Push it out all the way.
Testing.
One more. Okay. Oh, quite a number.
Okay. So for some of you new, who I just like to introduce that so far, in Mangga Lodge it's a Buddhist house in Kampar and is purposely hosts for students like us, and to create a very friendly environment, because it's quite normal when you see outside those houses you normally students stay, may not have a family feel or instead of interaction. Because I have seniors who stay in houses, like if you have seen, you have noticed Utah outside there, then you have noticed a lot of housing area. Those are, most of them are students. By the way, for those who come first time in Kampa, most of the population are students, not the Kamparians. at least more than, how many percent? 70% I think, are students rather than the Kamparians, original Kamparians. So, fun fact. Anyway, so, you see, there's so many students, but yet there's no interaction or any education that is being implied or learned. Because I can, if I stay there, I can end the day, I just stay in my room whole day, not interact with my housemates or anything. Because end the day, I don't have responsibility to take care of anything. As long as I just clean my room, that's it, done. But for here, it's a whole new different story, because we have known as lesser freedom, but not in a way. But no, it's more like we have more responsibility and cultivation. To that, we clean things together. We still rusty in certain ways in our teamwork, but at least there's a platform for us to cultivate better value in all of us, in a way. So first, I would like to introduce our... So far, we have already 7 members, and 2 more are joining us very soon. So our optimum number is 10. Our target is 10, so we are really very close there already. We have 7 already. Oh, left 30% more. We just get another few more. So I'm the first one who stayed here. My name is Deacon. I'm, in a way, captain of Mangala Lodge, because the first time I stayed, I was the only one, so captain. Okay, so ask Brother Ko. I was the first one. Then second one came with Jian Hao. Come, Jian Hao. Okay, Jian Hao, second one. Then Jeffrey. Yan Ying. Please come up. Li Heng. And one more is Junyi. Pei Yi, she's outside. Okay, Pei Yi is outside. There's one girl, you notice she's outside just now, preparing drinks for you guys, offering. So most of us who is wearing white are the residents of this house, in a way. So I think we should introduce ourselves a bit. I'm Li Ken. I'm studying. All of us are Utah students. All Utah students. And I'm studying psychology, year 2, sem 1.
Hello, I'm Jian Hao. I'm year 3 student. Now I'm from Ipoh, and I'm studying Chinese studies, Zhongwenxi. Nice to meet you guys.
I'm Jeffrey. I'm studying PR course, now currently year 1, sem 1. I'm from KL.
I'm Yan Ying. I'm Li Ken course mate, psychology, year 2, sem 1, sim. I'm from KL too.
I am Li Heng. I'm studying petrochemical. I am year 4 student. I come from Johor Bahru.
Hey, good afternoon to you all. My name is Junyi. I'm year 1, sem 1 student for Chinese studies. Okay, I'm from KL too.
Another resident payee, she is foundation, because before foundation, before you come into degree, we have a Utah foundation. So she's foundation, almost finishing her foundation before she proceeds to a degree, if she's taking it in a way. So we have 2 more members who is joining us. One of them is a female, also recommended by some other Buddhist people joining us. And one more is, he left. Actually, if you have first time came here, there was one guy who was here called Yi Shen. He went for Taiwan to study, but then he came back here and joined us again. He continued his master's here, but he joined us again. So it would be good. Then, so in this case, by next semester, we have 9 people already, in a way. So it's almost full set already. Criteria. Okay, criteria, right. Okay. I think I'm going to sit down. Criteria. Okay, at first we have a criteria, is that Buddhist or for first. We can accept open to public to anyone, but we are more focused on Buddhist because it'll be much more easier to handle, or with our resource to handle in a way. So it's better it's Buddhist. It's quite clearly stated. Buddhist is number one. Number two is having the commitment to do it. Maybe commitment not so much, but because this place was new at first, so a lot of other devotees keep recommending, yeah, just can find one Buddhist, just come in lah. Buddhist is the only criteria at first, but the more member we get, the more we emphasize on the commitment and the on learning rather than what. And of course, we also give more priorities to students with lesser privilege in terms of financial also as well. So yeah, that's what we are targeting. But of course, that's not our main target. That in case if anything were to happen, then but of course, Buddhist is the first thing. Buddhist and commitment in a way, and some values. But values you can't expect too much from people. So but this is a place for us to cultivate the platform in a way. So yeah, in a way.
Hello.
Then Brother Ko, at the back there is a charger on. The battery, where is it? You can put them at the back, then it charges by itself. Oh, you give them one. Oh, okay. Otherwise you can put behind this box. There is a charger with a red string. Then when you pull the red string, it will come out. So when you put the battery, the red string must be folded down. Then when you this battery con, you immediately change. Okay. Now you can use this one.
Testing. Any other questions?
I thought Q&A to me.
Sorry. Because we thought that like...
Never mind. Now you all can think of your question. Oh, you got 5 more minutes. Never mind lah. 10 more minutes. Yeah, 2:45 only. Oh, go. Yeah. Any question you all have? Yun Chan, let them ask. It's for their Q&A.
The Q&A for like more for devotees who wants to find more information on Mangga Lodge actually.
Oh, is it?
But it can be on both ways. It's alright.
Then up to you. I'll leave it to you. You don't want to give 5 minutes to Brother Ko to say something?
Oh.
Better.
Brother Ko normally asks us not to give him this.
Okay.
He wants the youth to speak more in a way.
Okay. So he wants to train you all.
In a way,
so this is like public speaking. So that you come out to work, you go interview, you're confident. Hey, you benefit a lot, I tell you.
I think he did improve in a way because normally last time, because due to some lack of courage and lack of ability, they not daring to come out and speak this time. Normally, if these kind of events or visitors come, normally I will be the front to speak, or Brother Ko bring a daughter along to speak. But this time, like Jeffrey, in a way, agreed in a way.
You got to start somewhere. That's why it's good training. Don't be afraid of failure. Failure is your teacher. You don't fail, you don't learn. But my good karma, most of the time I didn't fail. Every time, whatever I want to know, I understand, I go, I will do it well. So you can actually develop the understanding. The fear comes from your doubt and you lack confidence. That's why the 5 spiritual faculty, first one is faith. Confident in yourself. If you are not confident in yourself, very difficult. But there is an English saying that if you are confident in yourself, half the battle is won. No, understand? No? That's why you cannot lose. You sure pass. 50% already there. But without confidence, you go exam also, I tell you, you chame po chao mo. But you're confident, you know, at least I will hit 60, 70 mark. If beyond means I lucky, the question suit me. Okay. Anything else? Sorry, this trip we didn't inform the driver. So we don't have that luxury of time. Otherwise, we can stay for another hour. Okay. Any more questions? No more? Oh, good. We conclude. We better share merit, transfer merit. Because there are beings who need this merit. Okay? You got your standard way?
I think we follow yours.
Follow my way of it. Okay, we chant the Pali, yeah? It's in all the chanting book. Eh? We were chant the sharing of merits with the devas, then after that, transfer merits to all beings. Akasata cha bhumata deva maga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva cirang rakan tu loka sasana itta wata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anudanto sabba sampati siddhiya idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo itmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yavanivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect 3 times, eh? To Lord Buddha. Okay, thank you so much. Very cool. Yeah, quick one. Quick one. Then this one, who is the one who know how to download into? You got download into the Dropbox or not? Huh? You know how to take it out or not? Suyan. Oh, recorders in Nang, yeah? Then good. Like that, we will download and send to you. Yeah? So that you all can have the.